That's what I thought. This is Marty, and this is lesson 12. This is the end of ICANN 2. It's time to say goodbye, but before we do that, Michael DiMuccio, you just got back from Texas, and I hear you had a big, exciting time down there. Tell us all about it.
We sure did, Marty. I'll tell you, the energy in it was very, very, very palpable. We had some major announcements. Obviously, first and foremost, NECANN products. We've got one new category and one new magnetic technology, which if you've had a chance to try, those of you on the call, you know, wow, does that thing ever work and fast. So I'm looking forward to getting my shipment. And that, of course, is the Kenko Touch I'm talking about. Haven't had a chance to try the shampoo and conditioner yet, but everybody's raving about who has tried it, so I got to go with that. And the biggest of the announcements, I guess, was the compensation plan change, where I'm still getting questions answered just to get my bearings on how to present this information. But the more I learn about it, the more comfortable, the more confident, the more excited I get. So that seems to be unanimous across the board with those who have taken the time to learn this comp plan, the changes that are happening there. Everybody is going to get a promotion who's a senior come January, even if they do nothing. And those who take the initiative this month to become senior or to help people become senior, those guys are going to be in contention for the advancement in rank to executive come January as an automatic when that button gets pushed. Also, people in November, December, Marty, the volume that they do in November and December is going to accumulate for that January switchover. So we're going to have a lot of people going silver and gold in the first week or two of January. It's going to be an incredible, exciting time for NECANN. More money on the table for the people at the beginning of the comp plan, which totally and completely serves our initiative of a retail-centric model. Going out and creating customers, gathering customers is going to be a very profitable thing to do, even more so now for people who are just looking to operate a small business. So I can't say more enough about this, Marty. It's a really big move, a bold move, and I think a move in the right direction. And then, as I said, the energy, just the energy of the group, there was a core. I think a lot of the people on this call from ICANN, who great showing from the ICANN members, that energy was pervasive, Marty. And it was totally throughout the whole conference. There were a number of shout-outs from stage and off stage. So I think the impact of ICANN was quite measurable in terms of the overall energy and the impact on the event. So I'm so proud of the people who are on this call, and thank you for your participation at the event. And we did send you a little shout-out, Marty, so I know you saw it. Yeah. Maybe kind of an idea of who was there.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, thanks, everybody, for making us proud of all that you've achieved. And, you know, we've had some silvers break, like Mary, and we've had rank advancements within ICANN. And if it will become more generally available in the field, then that's really exciting news. And what we're going to talk about today is passing on what we know to a larger group of people. So let me get started at that. Thank you, Michael, always for your enthusiasm and your belief and your steadfast faith in this company and this idea. Now, so I mentioned at the close of last week's call that I intend to summarize the lessons of ICANN 2 and then close with what remains the most important ingredient of this program, you. Lesson 1, of course, began by suggesting that winning and losing are opposite sides of the same coin, that the attitude we choose is what determines which side will land up. The ICANN attitude is a creative actions result cycle that begins with your choice of thoughts, and as you internalize the ideas or become emotionally involved with the thoughts, you create the second stage in forming an ICANN attitude. You move your physical being, mind, and body into an ICANN vibration. My conscious awareness of this ICANN vibration is expressed as a variety of feelings. Now, the mind is aware of those feelings and ultimately determines whether my feelings will be positive or negative by my choice of actions. Those actions, if repeated, will become habits that will form my character. Now, in order to help us stay on track, we memorized six concepts to use as slogans or as reminders of what we're doing. Number one, my ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. Concept two, my ICANN attitude means forming positive habits. I choose my words carefully to reflect an ICANN attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. Three, my ICANN attitude allows me to teach clients something, which will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. Four, my ICANN attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in self-care, making me a go-to resource for my target group. Five, my ICANN attitude will help my clients see their current situation in life through the five life concepts. Showing them what the future could look like will create the awareness they need to advance. And concept six, my ICANN attitude gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment, I could face many challenges and circumstances, most of which I have absolutely no control over. But I make better decisions with the one thing I do 100% control, my ICANN attitude. I make up my mind that right here, right now, I choose to have an ICANN attitude. So having said all that, we were now ready to unlearn, learn, and relearn. In lesson two, we described the relationship between the left brain, the logistics, and the right brain, the creator. We gave examples of how the left brain's hard wiring is there to protect us, but we saw that much of what it protected us from, which generated a great deal of fear and hesitation, was not real. The good news was that we can get back into our right mind. In short, these adjustments or changes start between our ears. We expand the right brain thinking. Point two, repetition is the way we overcome unproductive old thoughts and patterns. We are reminded that the past can't control us. Principle is not bound by precedent, said Emmett Fox. I hope you were convinced by the time we hit lesson three that you have had the power all along. It was a decision that was required. But where do we begin? Well, attitude, of course, my ICANN attitude being a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And that word manifestation means bringing something out of thought into the physical, into something material, something we can touch, see, taste, smell, or hear. All creation works this way. Thought, word, action, habit, character. And that will determine our destiny. So yes, you are creating your own reality. And when we think about and talk about doing something, I mean, that's one thing. But when we take good actions and we repeat those good actions, they become a part of our character. And character is what will define your future. Stated in the simplest terms, habit defines character. We learned to take good thought into action. And that all began with a thing we called the elevator talk. Remember when crafting your talk, which could be told effectively in the time it takes to ride an elevator, always remember that you are asking for access to the customer. Remember what that survey said regarding access? Give me a solution. Help me out in a bind. And one more reason for the elevator talk. Most human interactions begin with a revelation or a question. Your elevator talk will highlight a solution or ask a question that will lead to them seeking information. We wrote and practiced our talk until it became second nature, right? Well, if that's not true, there's still plenty of time. By lesson four, we are squarely confronted with the question of trust. We saw that a principle is a law or a rule. You can count on principle. Principle is the reason you know that when you walk, you will stay on the ground that when you fly, that the plane will land. That is because gravity is a principle upon which we depend. But like electricity and the laws that make it possible, the forces under each principle must be respected. In other words, these laws aren't interested in your age, nationality, or IQ. They're the same for the good and the evil, the rich and the poor. The sun and the rain fall on us all. Principles are indiscriminate and universally powerful. Therefore, we can trust principle over personal judgment. So it means that when we apply principle to our actions, we get predictable results. It's not personal, it's just the law. So we can let go of our old ideas about why others might succeed when we don't. They aren't genetically superior. They aren't uber-gifted salespeople. They are just applying certain laws, knowingly or unknowingly, which then created the desired results. Now, we saw from the survey that our customers wanted to experience intimacy. They want us to do something for them that no one else is doing. Well, with this product line, that's pretty easy. But you have to trust what they're telling you. And that means learning how to really listen. And that's what lesson 5 said. I must hear what they're saying. I can't assume what is right for them. I wouldn't want to be treated that way. And yes, you're going to ask them some questions. The enemy of this kind of communication, of course, is your projection of old ideas. For example, based on your perception or opinion, you may feel that you aren't qualified to answer their questions. But think again. My I can attitude allows me to teach clients something which will add value to their experience with me. You can teach them to trust you. If you don't know the answer, you could just say, let me find out about that for you. Then you find find a person or something that will help them understand what they need to know. Relationships are built on mutual trust and interest, and you hearing them is just huge. But we also learned the previous week that you don't think your way into right actions. You must act your way into right thinking. So find a principle and work it until it becomes habit. Your ego will hate it, and you will get unstuck, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but you will get meaningful results. And I just don't mean financial gain. So when you get them, keep at it. Do it more. Teach it and be grateful for it. By lesson 6, we were given a bigger point to drive home, and that's this. We are on principle. We make it our habit to find solutions for our customers, which requires hearing what they need. We make it our habit to establish intimacy by doing something special for them that no one else can do. We make it our habit to be their Nikken agent, to get them as prompt a delivery as is possible, and to provide support that dignifies the price we charge. We make it our habit to inspire them with products and ideas they haven't seen. For example, these new products that are now available. Tell them about it. Is there a parallel story? Make them aware of it. Learn about and explain any new technology. It can be fun. So try it. Do it. Lesson 7 was about maturing. It's hard to accept, but if we leave the door open, even a crack for doubt, or that little voice that starts reciting what is wrong, just to the extent that we permit this kind of old thinking, we lose the magic of inspiration and creation. So now you understand why we don't do negative. But lesson 7 goes on to say that it may be something even more subtle. Is it a fear of rejection? Because if it is, you're taking this too personally. So why, you may ask, would I do that? Well, it's because we take no as meaning no forever and ever. But it seldom is. And that is why we gave up the right to feel insulted. We owe it to them to stay positive and try again, even after they say no. There were those 3 little clues that may help you when things turn bad during a presentation. When you find a presentation going nowhere, remember this. It's not personal. It's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. Lesson 8 was about expanding our work beyond the Autoship Foundation. Now, remember that old marketing paradigm we talked about? Where there are people, there are sales. Well, the better we are at mentoring and inviting colleagues, the more people there will be. Consumables are great, but durables are still more exciting, more unique, and in the marketing sense, sexy. People in your organization are also consumers. All of us need a wellness home. And so as you build your business, the durable sales will increase. And you aren't relying on only that. Your marketing plan will bring customers to you through social media feeds like Facebook and Instagram. If you design a message to bring potential customers and consultants together for good. Now, this activity will create more activity. And that is why more people will join your business, people who will buy, people who will sell durables, just like you do. But as most of you wrote in your emails, the commitment comes and goes. So in lesson 9, I shared the things that I'd learned from Thomas Troward. He taught me that when I hold two opposing thoughts, they will neutralize each other. That is, if I will to do something and at the same time have thoughts about not doing that thing, the doing is neutralized by the not doing thought. So here's why so many of us make decisions and mean it, but we remain unable to take the action. I think yes, a thought, an object, and then I think no, I can't, a thought, an object. The net result, nothing happens. It's neutralized, no action. And I haven't consciously decided I won't do it. I may have been mindlessly thinking I won't or can't do it, but one thought still canceled out the other. So it's a subtle mental warfare going on up there. I must defend my good ideas from the negative. I make up my mind that right here, right now, I choose an I can attitude. It's a simple commitment, and the process or development begins from that point. And then comes the focus lesson in lesson 10. Without focus, we're like an unattended garden hose spraying all over the place. We have to get a sense of first things first and then do it, regardless of any opposing idea. In fact, we don't even let the opposing idea get a foothold. Finally, last week in lesson 11, I had to remind you to honor yourself so that you can treat others the way you wish to be treated. It isn't enough to get a better attitude toward others. We must listen and act on our needs too. It's a great thing to do if you have this caveat. Practice self-awareness and not selfishness. Anyone can tell you the difference. So now, here we are in the last 15 minutes of ICANN 2. And I asked you to prepare an elevator-style talk to relate your experience in ICANN. Now, I believe that you can unmute by pressing *6 when you're ready to share. Please, when you do that, state your name, and I will at random ask each person to share. And when you're finished, please remember to push *6 again to remute your line. This will keep the noise at a minimum. So who wants to go first?
Hi, Marty. Hello. It's Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, why don't you start us off? Michelle from Manitoba, Canada.
I am a humans being more consultant. I experience joy by helping myself and others create a better quality of life. The company I aligned with 15 years ago helped me and my loved ones to regain failing health. I have control over my life. I'm looking for 3 like-minded people to partner with. Are you open to becoming and having more by taking control of your life? This is my elevator speech. It took a long time to perfect. And as I truly believe that you've got to make it conversational. You don't want to be speech-like. But it definitely gives me those key points that I want to cover when I'm meeting new people, and not necessarily just in an elevator, but in a shopping line, whatever. I want to create interest that they're going to ask for more so that I can get their contact information. So I practiced this in San Antonio, and I had a much longer speech, and I couldn't make it from the 16th floor to the first floor with the speech that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a matter of condensing it down, to getting the key points in that I wanted to present first meeting.
Michelle, what has ICANN 2 done for you? I mean, what has changed for you in terms of I get the elevator speech and excellent work, but what do you think it has done for you as a person?
You know what, Marty? This has been a journey. NECAN is a journey. Definitely it has. As we unravel those onion layers, what it has done for me is help me to put me back in the picture.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much. Who's next?
Debbie Davis.
Debbie Davis. Hi, Debbie Davis. Your friend, I was speaking in Portland last weekend. Lily came up and gave me a great big hug, so it's good knowing you. If you can get other women to hug me, it's nice.
Yes, she said you hugged so long that you guys were actually felt like you were dancing.
We were. tell us what ICANN 2 did for you.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this first. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these 12 lessons, I am trying, and I'm actually forming positive habits, to carry the ICANN attitude to others and to practice these principles in all of my affairs.
Wow.
I have more customers than I've ever had, 1 to 2 a week, in my whole entire NECAN career, so I actually have a retail foundation. I am developing positive self-talk, creating faith, trust, and confidence first in myself, and also in my sharing NECAN technologies with others. I am a perfect example of when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and ICANN, Marty's lessons, has changed my thinking of my life so significantly that my life is changing, I'm changing, most specifically just doing the I don't do negative. I'm actually moving out of 400 square feet that I've lived in for 25 years. I've lost 25 pounds. I am in the midst of ending a 13-year relationship, and the next thing for me is breaking silvers and moving up the compensation plan. So I'm ever so grateful, and I want more of it. And I'm out. Thank you, Marty.
That was powerful, Demi. Thank you very, very much. Who's next?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. So my confidence is building as I see a simple way to duplicate my business. I've spent a lot of time previously wondering how to make my NECAN business stick as I built it. And team members would come on board, but I did not know how to guide them, and many of them left. So I lost confidence, actually, to bring new people into my business, as I was not sure I could show them how to succeed. And I've got many customers and people on auditorships, and I'm able to show others now how to do the same. So having completed the ICANN course, I now see how to create confidence with new team members, supporting them to build their My Five and I, and creating strong foundations through being customer-centric. So we'll all end up with a solid business with good foundations for life, which really pleases me.
Hmm.
So that's that whole, you know, I was finding it difficult to bring people on board because I didn't feel I would support them, and now I do.
That is a very, very strong, solid testimony. Excellent. Thank you very much. And, you know, the lucky people that are going to be working with you, because you can teach them all of this stuff that you now have had change your own life. It's real.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I want more of it, too.
Great pleasure. Hi, who's next?
Marty, this is Pat Kelly from Gary, Indiana.
Hi, Gary, Indiana.
Hi. I have been in NECAN for 20 years. I bought my way into the level of bronze, and it made me very uncomfortable then to invite anybody else. However, having the ICANN attitude, I've developed a wonderful ability, thanks to your careful teaching, to not only move forward myself, I have more customers now than in my 20-year career. I know what to do with the people I'm I have a new consultant who hasn't done anything yet, but she and I are meeting on next week to talk over the Can Attitude course as well as to the new product. So thank you enough, Marty. Your careful guidance of us and your gentle get off your procrastinator sort of speech was really and I'm ever grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's exactly, you see, again, you cannot contain principle with precedent. It doesn't, the 20 years is whatever it took to get you to this place, and now you are, you know, such an example of the willingness to do this in real time, to do it right now. We've got time for one more. For
Mary,
heaven's sakes, is there, okay, Mary, I was going to say if there are any other men on the call, but you gals have shown them up for what we really are, so that's probably good. Is that Mary Robson? Is that who just spoke up?
Yes, it is, yes.
Lay it on us.
Thank you so much, Marty and Michael and William. My NECAN journey has been greatly enhanced with the ICANN, and I have new beliefs through repetition. I have forgiven myself. My mistakes are my best assets. I don't do negatives. I regularly count my ICANN attitude blessings. I can change my mind. I can master anything with repetition. I'm acting I'm acting my way into right thinking by my right actions. And I have also ranked advanced to a silver and looking into gold in January.
Bravo.
Bless you all.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks all of you for those incredible testimonials. They're, you know, for me, they're heartwarming and wonderful. And I want to thank all of you for giving me the privilege of sharing all of this information with you. Pay it forward. Pass it on. This course was designed to put in your hands the materials and whatever you need to teach others. The SAQ passwords are going to expire at the end of this session, but Michael DiMuccio will let you know when and how that tool will become available. No ICANN 3 is planned because it's up to you. It's up to you to get a few people in your group together to work together and continue this program. Teach it and bring out the mentor in you. It's a sad note upon which to close, but it's something that I would be remiss not to say, and that's that we lost Julie Matt in the early hours of the morning. And just some of the notes I had from her. I know she's going to be a big loss to William and to all of us. So we'll just say Godspeed to her and thank heavens that she had a really positive experience for the what were to be last days that she was going to have in this dimension.
Yeah.
And if there's some unsuspecting guy on the other side that doesn't know about anything about magnetics, they will soon, believe me. And all of this kind of a loss is very difficult on the family, but the reality of it is that there is a lot of love and service. Sometimes when it's time for us to go, it's because we're ready to go. And I just wish her all the very, very best on this next portion of her journey. So to thank all of you again, this is Marty, and on behalf of William and Michael, thank you, Michael. Maybe I'll just hand it back to you to close, and God bless everybody.
Not sure what to add to that, Marty, but our thanks to all of you who've contributed to all of us growing in leaps and bounds through this curriculum, particularly you, Marty, for your dedication is incredible. And Marty, whose silence is loud and clear as well. We wish all of you a continued journey of success and growth, and I look forward to running into you on the Nikken Highway. I shared with the group in San Antonio who were there if there was something that you wanted in the way of ICANN and it's moving forward. It is really up to you to communicate that to who you feel needs to hear it, who may have an influence in making that possible. Anyway, I again want to thank everybody, especially again, Marty, you and William for being my associates and creative collaborators in this amazing process. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Goodbye, everybody. See you on the highway. Bye-bye.
Bye, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Bye.